Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Coming up, the state of your agenda. State of the Union figures prominently in the Washington agenda. We'll take a look down the line in just a moment. Right now, let's check in on top news stories 30 minutes after the hour. Jared Loeffner, the man accused of shooting Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 18 others, will be in federal court today once again. He's expected to face six counts of murder. Loeffner has already been charged with the attempted assassination of Giffords and two of her aides in a legal case that's expected to take years. Meanwhile, doctors say Giffords can move her left arm and both legs on command, but is unable to move her right arm. The congresswoman is still unable to speak and remains in intensive care. Ireland's government crumbling this morning after the country's two major parties called for the dissolution of the parliament by the weekend and a new election next month. The minority Green Party pulled out of the government yesterday, leaving Prime Minister Brian Cowen in charge of a minority administration. The U.S. Postal Service plans to close 2,000 post offices this year. The Wall Street Journal reports the Postal Service is now reviewing plans to close another 16,000, or half the nation's post offices, because they're losing money. And the Food and Drug Administration is deciding whether to downgrade the risks of electroshock therapy. The procedure has seen a resurgence recently. An estimated 100,000 Americans, two-thirds of them women, undergo electroshock treatments each year to treat depression and other illnesses. Toyota, top global automaker for the second year in a row. Toyota sold 8.5 million vehicles around the world last year, beating out GM by just 30,000 cars. GM had topped global sales for nearly eight decades before being knocked off by Toyota 2 years ago. Checking the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures for Wall Street are flat this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,871. The S&P opens at 1,283, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,689. You're listening to The Takeaway, where you can always reach us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE. Hey, what's happening? Talk to me so you can see
what's going on. Yeah, what's going on. It is Monday morning, and that, of course, means we need to look ahead at what's ahead for the week. And I don't know, there's this little speech happening tomorrow. You may have heard of it, the State of the Union. We're joined now by Kai Wright, editorial director of Color Lines, which is an online magazine covering race and politics, and Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC. All right, gentlemen. Kai, let me start with you. What is your word for the week?
My word for the week is 2012.
Which is a date, yeah?
Which is a date, as we will begin the 2012 campaign season this week, in earnest. I hate to say it.
Yeah. Okay. Charlie?
I'm going for Sputnik 2.0.
Nice. I like that.
Nice.
It's, you know, the president's going to come out and really try and say we need to innovate. We need to basically take the challenges that the country did when Sputnik was launched by the Soviet Union. And that really launched a huge amount of creation and new innovation and technology. I think that's what he's going to try and...
But not another non-deliverable Mars mission like Bush did a few years ago, right?
Whether or not we'll actually be able to replicate what came out of the reaction to Sputnik is another question, but that's the idea.
Well, and that whole theme may be part of the 2012 campaign that Kai says starts today. Well, let's start with the State of the Union. First, let me play you, of course, some of the political rhetoric going on. This is Republican Congressman Eric Cantor speaking on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday.
The question is, does the president now embrace what the electorate said, which is, we reject your agenda, Mr. President. We understand the results have not been there. Let's try it a different way.
That is Eric Cantor's interpretation of the midterm election results. Hardly likely that the president interprets them the same way. But Kai, the point taken is that will we see Barack Obama signaling a change in policy during the State of the Union?
I think actually what we'll see is Barack Obama returning to his message of the campaign in 2008. You know, remember, this was the conversation we're about to have is, you know, irresponsible spending versus responsible investment. And that is a conversation that, if you'll recall, he did very well in 2008. He actually was very good at that. And so I think he's eager to have that conversation again. He's going to start it off again on Tuesday. We need to invest. The White House's message has been, look, we got caught in the last couple of years doing stabilizing the economy. We had no choice. We've been stabilizing the economy. We had to do a lot of difficult things to do that. And now for the next 2 years, we're going to grow by creating jobs. And we're going to have to do a little spending to do that. And somehow we're going to control the deficit at the same time. As Eric Cantor has already made clear, the Republicans are going to say that's irresponsible spending, and you're going to destroy it. You're going to drive us further into a hole. So that's
I'm not sure the Republicans are ready to label anything besides defense spending and say Medicaid or Social Security is responsible.
I think that's one of the things the president's going to try and highlight. In particular, are going to be trade deals and this idea of through exports, through finding opportunities overseas, that this is a place that we can come together and create jobs, because Republicans have traditionally been very supportive of trade deals. So I think he's going to try and find these ways to, as it were, reach across the aisle to keep the U.S. competitive, to find ways to create new jobs. And this is going to be sort of that trying to thread the needle to still be able to appeal to his liberal and Democratic base, and at the same time perhaps find some Republicans who would support these policies that they supported before. If they don't, then maybe this is just becoming pure obstructionism that we've seen in the past couple of years.
Could I have an economics lesson on this, though, just for a second? I mean, stimulus was supposed to stabilize the economy, and so much of the departing Obama economic team wanted more stimulus. Isn't it a little disingenuous for him to be arguing for more investment now when he refused to actually go for stimulus when he could?
Well, I mean, it's the difference between stimulus in the sense of actually spending government money to try and get the economy going, like you said, to stabilize it in many ways.
To do it at GE.
And now getting businesses to do it. I mean, there is also sort of this argument of, should the government really be trying to focus on particular energies or sectors of the economy like green energy? Or should it be just trying to build some of the basic infrastructure to let businesses come in and try and do that?
But, I mean, I have to say, this is one of the big things that the reason why a number of progressives got really frustrated with the administration in the first 2 years is exactly this point. Is they say, listen, the only chance you got to do the actual investment that you want to do is these 2 years, because come 2010 to 2012, we're in campaign season.
Yeah.
And so the challenges that the president faces now is that while he's good at this conversation, it's unlikely that we're making any more policy between now and two falls from now. And so how he's actually going to create these jobs, how he's actually going to get these spending initiatives responsible or irresponsible moving is a good question.
Well, we can only assume that he's going to tout the improving economy. We're seeing something like 82% of economists now have faith that Charlie's all excited about this, that the economy is improving.
No one's going to call on me anymore if the economy's going well.
I wouldn't worry about it, Charlie.
The other thing that is notable is that obviously President Obama was criticized for calling out the Supreme Court or the Citizens United case in his State of the Union. And now we're coming to the State of the Union with this discussion about civility. Do you think he's going to use that sort of civil tone and talk about that issue in the State of the Union, Kai?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, there's going to be Daniel Hernandez is going to sit with Michelle Obama. And
Daniel Hernandez is the intern that helped save Gabrielle Giffords' life.
That's right. And I think his father's going to be there as well. And, you know, we're going to co-mingle Republicans and Democrats
They're
going to sit next to one another. Presumably no one is going to shout, "You lie," at the president.
Not during that part.
So there's going to be a great show of civility, but I wouldn't expect that to last much longer than the speech itself.
I bet, unconvinced.
Well, I bet that'll be one of the things that he'll try and highlight, is that to stay competitive, to stay number one, we need to all cooperate and come together, that we can't be the leading nation if we're fighting amongst ourselves when there's so much pressure coming from outside.
There's no I in team, Charlie.
Exactly.
But there is M-E, me.
M in Michelle Bachmann. And I think what's notable is that while we're thinking about Republicans and Democrats fighting, you know, Michelle Bachmann's delivering her own alternative response to the State of the Union, on behalf of the Tea Party Express. The Republicans have already named their – Paul Ryan's supposed to do it for the Republicans. So are they going to be able to get along with each other as well?
That's a good question. Well, very quickly, less than a minute here left, Charlie. You believe in these – you agree with these economists? Economy finally looking up? Jobs report good?
I think the expectation is that we'll see the fourth quarter earning – and fourth quarter GDP looking good. We'll get that at the end of the week. And, you know, there's this big conference at the end of the week in Davos where you get a lot of political and elite, the CEOs and academics. There's a general sense that we've moved past survival into growth. So I think there is sort of a general trend, although there's some worries out there, as always.
As always, which is why we'll still be calling you in
early
in the morning. Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio, and Kai Wright, editorial director of Color Lines, an online magazine covering race and politics. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.